This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Whenever you're discussing happiness, a subject that comes up all the time is gratitude. Gratitude is an essential emotion to live a happy life, but it's very easy to forget to feel grateful for the basics of our lives, like electricity, or to overlook who and what you should feel grateful for. And I was very struck by this particular expression of gratitude by BJ Novak. Now, BJ Novak is an actor, a comedian, a screenwriter. He founded this terrific app called List for sharing lists, which is tons of fun. And he also played Ryan and was a writer on my family's favorite TV show, The Office. So I am a big fan of BJ Novak. And he also wrote a terrific book called One More Thing. And in the acknowledgments of that book, he has two pages thanking various people in a very funny way, but then he concludes with this final paragraph, and this is what really struck me. He wrote, "Josh Funk and Hunter Frazier, we haven't been in touch in years, but you made me feel like the funniest kid in the world. I would stay up late on school nights to write things to try to make you laugh the next day in class, and you inspired the one piece of advice on writing that I've ever felt qualified to give. Write for the kid sitting next to you." This beautiful acknowledgement made me think of many things, but in particular, it reminded me that we never know how our actions and words will affect other people. I mean, these two guys, their enthusiasm may have been a crucial catalyst for Novak's career. And of everyone in his long, successful career that he should thank, he remembered to say thank you to those two guys from childhood. It's important to remember to be grateful. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.